The future direction of healthcare requires strong connections and collaboration. In 2015, five independent, nonprofit community hospitals announced the formation of the Southern Arizona Hospital Alliance to improve the health and well-being of the community served. The nonprofit Southern Arizona Hospital Alliance includes independent hospitals from Bisbee, Benson, Safford, Tucson, and Wilcox. So we are talking some pretty rural areas for those of us who have lived here a very long time. Participating hospitals have formed a stronger alignment to better serve patients. Hello, I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and this is Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. It's really almost impossible for me to think of a day that goes by where I don't hear something about healthcare, read something about healthcare, speak with someone about healthcare, and it's rarely a discussion about the rural areas. But there's lots of reasons for that. To be honest, most of the discussions don't get into Bisbee, Wilcox, Benson. It's about healthcare in general. So what does bringing healthcare to rural America look like? What are some of the biggest challenges in terms of delivery? How does this alliance work to make all the wheels on that bus go round and round? With me is Andy Shanks, and he's going to bring us some clarity about what delivering healthcare, the provision of healthcare, and access to healthcare in Southern Arizona looks like. And I just have to talk a little bit about Andy, because I just have to. With nearly 20 years of experience in the medical field, Andy has worked in many facets of healthcare, from patient care to business and program development, which is a perfect marriage for what he's doing. As a network director for, I'm calling it SAHA, Andy. Is that what it is? Andy, I kind of like
absolutely.
That. It's SAHA. Andy has successfully blended his passion for community advocacy with his professional experience, creatively identifying and implementing new methods of sustaining and delivering high-quality healthcare. And I do feel compelled to share this next part because I got a visual about Andy when I read his bio. When he isn't hiking with friends or traveling with family, you'll find him perfecting his signature cinnamon rolls, which he did not bring to the studio, with his best friend, Petey, his 129-pound American bulldog. Andy, I had to do that. I was expecting you to show up with cinnamon rolls, but it's okay. Next time.
Sorry about that.
Okay. There's always a second chance. So welcome, and thank you so much for being here. And I'm really excited about this show. And you can tell I'm very much a great partner with TMC. My family has had some healthcare issues recently, and nothing makes you focus front and center more than when it hits home and what a good healthcare system delivery looks like. So let's start at the beginning. How did it all get started? Like, whose idea was this? That's what I wanted to say. Whose idea was this? Because it's a really big deal. It's a heavy lift. It's lots of moving parts. So can you give us a little bit of background?
Absolutely. So the Southern Arizona Hospital Alliance was formed to help reduce cost and keep the critical access hospitals in the rural markets open and great access to care available to those markets. So think about a lot of the times these people don't have access to healthcare in these markets. It's very limited resources. They don't have a lot of access to specialists. So these hospitals are critical in getting them the access that they need without traveling to the urban market.
And I was going to say, I did a lot of work in my career in rural areas. A lot of these people, let's be honest, they don't have a car to get them to Tucson. That's the truth. I mean, it's like, it is not the same thing as getting on a bus or calling Lyft or getting a taxi for healthcare if you live in some rural part of Benson or Wilcox. Pretty rural.
Transportation is one of the biggest barriers that the rural markets face. They have to take a day off work. They have to take their mom to a doctor's appointment in Tucson. So it takes the day away from work. It's a huge barrier for them. So creating that access in those rural markets is extremely critical in getting the healthcare that they need.
It's just, I mean, when I started reading about this, it's brilliant. And we'll talk a little bit, just a sentence about the collaboration with TMC and Mayo. You have access to the world when that happens and without having to go to the Mayo Clinic, which is another big deal. Okay, so that's the what. And I figured a lot of it was finance driven. It has to be in this reality, if you're living in reality, you know that that would be a reason, but I'm interested in the why. And I know from partnering with TMC and quite frankly, having spent quite a bit of time at TMC recently with one of my loved ones, I can assure you that they are all about good patient care. And when I say the nurses help me keep it together in a couple of stressful times, I don't know what I would have done without the nurses holding me together. Note to self, I was not the patient. You know what I mean? But that quality of care is holistic in TMC. And so what value does SAHA and TMC, that partnership, bring to rural communities and the hospitals involved? It's kind of like the why.
Yeah, giving access to quality healthcare, utilizing specialty education, specialty physicians, bringing that technology to the rural market really creates an atmosphere where people can get healthcare in their rural community so they don't have to travel to Tucson. Utilizing the technology is extremely important. We have a lot of technology in the world today. So telemedicine, 24/7 consultation for a specialty physician, any specialty physician that's on staff at TMC. Our rural partners have that opportunity to call in and get that phone consult. And that's really critical in the care of each patient and what their outcome would be.
What about things like medical records? Do you share if there's like a bunch of hospitals involved? How do you handle that, or do you? That is like, do you know how many times we've answered the same questions at TMC as we did at our heart doctor? So how do you share that in a very litigious, HIPAA-driven, don't ask? I mean, I'm like, I've been married to him for 44 years. Of course I can talk about his health to you. Show me the form.
It is a big, it's a big barrier.
Yes.
That we all have different systems that we use. So each hospital has their own system for EMR that they utilize. So when we're transferring patients back and forth, it's really a system of transferring the documents and documentation as well. So that record has to follow the patient.
Which helps. Instead of starting all over, that you already had those x-rays at that hospital. Excuse me. So now I don't have to have them at this hospital, which is a cost factor. Andy, you weren't there in the beginning, but you have a lot of experience. You brought a lot to the table for a big job, kind of a heavy lift to coordinate all the players. Do you have any history for just bringing staff in all those places on board? How do you do that? Is that something that you're focusing on? Because I would see that when I was thinking about this as one of the biggest challenges, communication, because these are not little entities. Like TMC is huge, just the campus is huge. So communicating about even the availability of this and get doctors and nurses buy-ins, what do you do about that, or do you have to?
We do. Communication is a huge barrier for us. The best thing that we can do is just make sure that everyone is communicated effectively. They understand that we have this gigantic partnership. We have buying power. We have purchasing power. We do a lot of shared services with these hospitals. So what that means is we do laundry for 3 out of the 4. So TMC actually does their laundry service for them.
You are kidding me. Mm-hmm. So Andy, here's going to be your homework. I am not kidding. I did a podcast with the person who is in charge of laundry at TMC. She blew my green socks off. Because think about it. And I didn't, most people don't, about what it's like to keep just sheets and pillowcases and top sheets and blankets clean in a hospital. She sat her and she was nervous. And I said, trust me, I have so many questions about laundry. You'll forget you're even on the air. And she did, because she got into the passion of what it takes and the germs and MRSA and SARS and all of those things. So just that. So do you ship the laundry to TMC Laundromat, as
we
I
do.
Call it?
We do. We bought a very large
you
truck.
You are kidding. That's awesome.
So we have a very large truck, and Alex is our driver, and he goes at least once a week, almost twice a week to a few of them, and he picks up the soiled linen, and he delivers the new linen. And TMC launders all that, and we give them a huge cost savings to their bottom line.
I want people to press pause for a minute and think about not just the cost savings, the labor intensity of doing laundry when you're trying to operate a small rural hospital. I'm sure you can't take it down to the local laundromat. There's so many pieces that, and that's a delightful answer because that's a very hands-on visual service I can imagine that really saves them a lot of money.
It is a great service, and we plan on adding the fourth Saha partner on in January.
So that's,
we'll have all four.
So yet to be revealed? Yes. Or is that, okay.
Now they...
We'll have to have you back.
They know it. Yeah, everyone
knows
it.
I know. I've had a couple of people on the show lately that said, well, we're going to make a big announcement. And I'm like, that kills me. So don't tell me there's going to be a big announcement. I just want to know what's happening now. But it's exciting that there's going to be another partner.
Yes.
To me, that's growth.
Yes.
That's great growth and survival. Let's talk a little bit more about technology because Tim Bentley sat in that very chair and went through the Tucson, the TMC Now app, and again, blew me away. So I have it on my phone, and you can get on your phone, and this is the example that stuck with me. So you wake up, you have a big day at work, and you think your seven-year-old has strep throat, or whatever. Call up this, go up on your app, and you get to talk to a doctor, and there's some ridiculously little, small amount of time. It might be 11 minutes, it might be 19. It's less than being in a waiting room mm-hmm. where you're going exposing your child to more germs and all of that. And, of course, TMC is smart about it. They diagnose it if they can, and if not, they tell you, no, you're going to have to come in or you're going to have to call the doctor. So that, to me, is a technological breakthrough beyond measure. Now, permeating the market and getting users to do it, I'm sure, is another challenge, which is part of what I wanted to do. But when I thought about the times when I just wanted to know, how sick is my child? Do I have to miss work? Is it, you know, a cough or whatever? And they're thorough. And Tim was telling me they just have the child put their mouth, you know, they're open your mouth and the doctor can see in. So that's one thing in the technological arena that has to save lives and money and efficiency. So what are some of the other biggies for technology that you see?
The one out there right now is the telemedicine program. So it's utilizing almost like Skype. So the doctor is on one side at typically an urban location, and the patient is at a clinic at the rural location, and we can connect the two. And so there's no traveling involved. So the doctor can diagnose and talk to the patient virtual. It's a great resource, and it really is bringing that quality access to care to the rural market.
And for someone like me that's on the upper end of the spectrum or older end of the spectrum, I don't want to say that word, it took me a while to get used to that not one-on-one patient contact or even in meetings. I want to see people. I want to be able to interact. But now it's almost seamless to me because that's the world in which we live. My friend who's, he's a pathologist at UMC, and he does telemedicine by phone. And I'm like, what? You cannot believe it. But he does a lot of teaching. I'm sure TMC does the same. And with Mayo, a lot of the consults are the same. So that is cost saving. And the other thing is, it's so much easier on the patient. I can't help but think that it assuages their fears. They got to talk to a doctor, and it's all by just visual contact.
It really is the wave of the future.
So since you've been there, is there anything like that makes you beam or a story that you want to share or a success? It doesn't have to be about a patient, but something that you've seen that says, oh my gosh, Gina, this is a really good one. Because people love stories.
The one story that I definitely want to share is our purchasing power. So with the five hospitals, as we joined together, created better purchasing power. So we have one person through Saha that is dedicated to purchasing. So for instance, Copper Queen Community Hospital was looking for a cabinet. They wanted to store their ultrasound equipment in this cabinet. So the rep came in, gave them a quote, it's extremely high quote. We think they were probably, you know, using the large cabinet. So we gave this to Daniel, our Saha partner at TMC, and he was able to find that cabinet for a tenth of the price.
You are kidding me.
Yeah, so Copper Queen was able to take the extra money that they saved from this and utilize it for other resources.
Of which there are not enough.
Absolutely.
So there you have, in a time of shrinking resources, I believe collaborations are a thing of the future. And every time I hear one, it makes such sense to just find those, that shared vision. I can't imagine what it was like in the beginning to put it together, because it had to be a visionary to think of this and to get big partners like that. In some cases in the medical profession, occasionally a large ego. I mean, I noticed that with doctors and I teased them, believe me. But it was not easy to form it in the first place and then to be able to do some of the cost benefits. And what do you think? Do you have any patient stories? I know that's not exactly what you're involved in, but maybe someday you can come back with a patient story.
I hear a lot of patient stories, but I'm not directly involved in them, so I'm not too familiar with everything that happened during that. But I do know bringing the access to the care, bringing the access to their hometown really is such a success story in just itself, because it's such a burden to travel and sometimes rent a hotel room overnight, gas, time off work. That's just a success story in itself.
It's huge. And, you know, people sometimes ask me, what does healthcare have to do with preservation of the planet and sustainability? And I don't ever struggle with the answer. If we don't have sustainable communities and socially just communities, we'll never have a sustainable planet. So that it's, you know, you're only as strong as the weakest link. The health of the community is impacting everyone. It impacts employers, impacts the quality of care for children. I mean, it's not silos. It's about your physical health impact your mental health, which can impact your health, your financial health. So it's really big. And a lot of the people in the rural communities, let's be honest, they're not high salaried employees who just go to the doctor and don't have to take PTO. They're hourly.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And because when I worked in the rural communities, I would say probably 97% were hourly workers, and it meant loss of wages or taking a vacation day or a sick day if a company had it, which is also rare in rural communities. It's harder.
Yes.
So I want to ask you, and we never play Stump the Guest on Mrs. Green's World, trust me, but there have to be challenges, Andy. What are some of the biggest challenges? I mean, and I don't mean just internally working with the Alliance, but that's what I said. We talk about healthcare every day. Everybody does. I mean, it comes up somehow. You see something on the TV or, you know, in my case, with what's been going on with my husband, healthcare is one of the biggest issues in our country. When you factor in rural healthcare delivery systems, so what do you see are some of the biggest challenges?
One of the biggest challenges is recruiting. So not only—
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes. So not only physicians and providers, but recruiting staff. So TMC has partnered with these rural markets through the SAHA collaboration, and we do recruiting efforts to help them. So we help them post the positions on certain websites. We help them screen potential candidates. We really want to get high quality individuals in those rural markets, and that is a definite challenge in all of rural America.
Oh, I really can't imagine that. So using the collective bandwidth and reach of a big partner like TMC, that helps, because they have the challenge too.
Yep.
It's what I would call somewhat of a national crisis. I mean, there's not going to be in rural areas. I personally do not want to live in Elfrida, and it's nothing against Elfrida. It's lifestyle choices. There are people that love living in Elfrida, but I have my bottom line, and it has to be a number of restaurants and all of that stuff. But I mean, Elfrida is one of the communities I'm sure you serve. It's rural.
Yes.
It's rural. And I don't think there's a store there, actually. I've worked there for 5 years in the program that I was part of. But it's very hard, and it's challenging living. So to have this made possible, it's, you know, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a big challenge. I didn't even think of that, but as soon as you said it, getting people to work there is a hard challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Do they help? I know TMC has great training programs. So can people in rural areas take advantage of that? It's so hard on the rural people. I know this from delivering home-based services.
Education and training is a huge scope for us. So we will bring people from the rural markets into the TMC system for some on-site training. We also do classroom-style training. And we're recently working on the Skype-style training. So bringing that, they can stay in their home base and also get the training that they need through TMC virtually. So really the wave of the future is the virtual wave. And so we're trying to utilize that technology to the fullest.
Thank goodness. I mean, I am so not kidding. I can't dramatize this enough of what it would take to deliver healthcare in the rural communities right now. So what are some of the other challenges? Are there financial challenges, like money? You got the staff thing down. So what about that?
There's always financial challenges, especially in the rural market.
Yes.
So besides the purchasing power that we've been able to create, there's other challenges with healthcare. Reimbursements are lower than they've ever been before. That's another challenge we face every single day. These rural partners really want to provide that exceptional care to their patients, but the financial burden that's put upon them is really great. So we try to utilize TMC's leverage to make sure that they get the best reimbursement rates possible, that they get the cost savings that's owed to them.
So I would like to ask you, and I have my own answer, which I will chime in here, but why do you think it's so important in the big national picture to maintain local ownership for healthcare facilities? Is that something that you value? And do you really have your reasons why? Because I sure know I do. So what's your answer?
I absolutely think that there is a need for the local hospital system. TMC is the only nonprofit local hospital in Tucson. So we definitely strive to stay independent. We definitely strive to bring high-quality care to the community. We want to be a great community partner.
Well, I'm a big fan, and it's not just because they're one of my partners. I am very active in Local First, Arizona. I am a localist, and the reason is it's a lot has to do with economics. It makes a lot of smart sense to shop locally. And I say to people, oh, go to TMC. The life you save may be your own. And I'm not being sarcastic. When you talk about the local hospitals hiring, training, purchasing supplies locally, giving back to the community, eating out, all of those things make a community more sustainable. And the local piece to me is so important. I know that if I write Judy Rich a letter, I'm going to hear back from her. And I think I could say that for any patient, because she has a manageable system with help. God knows how busy she is and all the things they're trying to do. But it's so different. Highly unlikely I would even know who the president of Banner is. And I'm not bashing Banner. We don't bash. But I know in terms of quality of care, if something goes right or if something goes wrong, I can announce that. I can tell people you have access to the best care and people responsive. And, you know, James and I have talked about this a lot. James, my listeners know, is Mr. Green. But you cannot fake what happens at TMC. You can't because, you know, you're in the cath lab waiting room and then you're in this waiting room and then you're in that waiting room and then you're in admissions. And there's a esprit de corps there. There's a something that people stop, they care, they look at you, they understand, like me, I'm the caregiver. And I sometimes have more angst than my husband does. And that really matters, how I'm treated. And if it doesn't go right, you can get some action.
Yeah. Agreed? I see and live it every single day. And they really do focus on the patient. And they also know that the family and friends are extremely important in that process as well.
And I know this sounds kind of ridiculous, but when you're bigger. You can't do that. You absolutely cannot do that because it wouldn't work. There's not enough time in a day and it's not financially efficient. So I will tell you that we can be complete here. If you have anything else to add, this was delightful. I will tell you my favorite story might have been about Petey, but I'm not sure because, you know, now I'm a converted dog lover, but also about what I feel is your enthusiasm for making this work. And how you have, you know, you've dived in and you're going to help with changes in the future and holding it all together. I would not want to have to do what you do. I can be honest about it. I don't even know for sure what you do, but it's a big job.
Yeah, thank you very much. Nobody wants to go to the hospital. Nobody wants to get
Correct.
Sick. Nobody wants to have to access that care. But when you do, we want to be that great partner for you. We want you to feel welcome and inviting and well taken care of at TMC and our rural partners. And through the collaboration of Saha, we can make that happen. And we do make it happen every single day.
Yeah, you do. And I'm going to tell you one story. And if I get in trouble from Tara or Mimi or somebody, I can handle it. So we went in, and James was having a procedure that was complicated because of the players that were involved. And it involved one department and another department and then getting time at TMC. And so we had to wait a little bit at admissions to find where he actually had to go because it was very last minute from the doctors that were involved. And here's my story, and it will crack you up. The woman at admissions said, "I'm so sorry for this mix-up, and I really apologize." And James and I didn't think anything of it. We're like, I'm on my phone. He's playing Scrabble on his, you know, his iPad. It wasn't even like 10 minutes. I don't know. It was nothing. And she gave me a $10 gift certificate for the cafeteria. That is customer service. And I'm here to report that I spent $9.95 because I am my mother's daughter. But that's above and beyond. And we were looking at her like, what? It wasn't any big deal. But that speaks volumes about the kind of care you get. She really cared that we were kept waiting. And talk to me about another hospital where you could go and get that, please. I want to double dog dare you.
I love that story. And I see it every day that people at TMC go above and beyond for every patient, every family member.
And it just tickled me that she cared that much. And then I am my mother's daughter. She would use every penny of that. Don't waste it. So it came to like $7.50 or something. I said, "Oh, well, I have $10, and I know you can't give me change. I'll be right back." So I got cookies for the girls, and you know, a couple of other things that we ate. But it was delightful to have that experience.
I love to use the phrase, "Every little bit counts," and just that extra little that someone can give can make such a positive
all the difference in the world, in the hospital. Okay, so we are complete. I appreciate you taking the time to come to the studio. We love to have guests in studio. You have to promise to text me a picture of Petey because you already got to meet Luna.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much.
So everybody, make the TMC choice. Like I say, the life you save may be your own. And I mean that from my heart. Thanks for being a part of this show, Andy.
Thank you.